This is transactional entertainment lawyer Joshua Lasteen, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You've just jumped inside the pull bag. Join TFG1 Mike and the rest of the comic crew here at the GCRN as they make their great escape into comics. From DC, Marvel, and Image to IDW, Boom Studios, and Zenoscope, we have everything right here. We cover things like Transformers, He-Man, superheroes, TMNT, and Radiant Black. Yeah, we have all that and so much more. It's all inside the pull bag here on the Geekcast Radio Network. So, without further ado, it's time to talk about the comics we're reading right now, here inside the pull bag.
Meet Grimlock, not podcaster, meet Grimlock King.
Hello, everyone. This is TFG and Mike from the Geekcast Radio Network. This is the pull bag, episode 564 to 569. You're going to hear this exact same clip in all of these episodes. These are syndicated episodes from my buddy Jesse Early's podcast, Another Comic Review. We have already released these over on his podcast, and because it's the end of the year 2024, and I need some content for the pullbag, I am syndicating them here. They are in their unaltered entirety as they appear on Another Comic Review. So please, have a listen. This is G.I. Joe and Void Rivals. You'll hear those comics being reviewed in episodes 564 to 569, only on the Geekcast Radio Network's The Pullbag. Thanks for listening.
This is Another Comic Review, episode 34, recorded November 4th, 2024.
Another comic review.
Welcome to another comic review. My name is Jesse, and as always, I'm joined by TFG1 Mike from GeekCastRadio.com.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. How are things?
They're going. Sometimes I wish they would stop, but they're going.
Well, that's good or bad, I guess, depending. So,
well, I'm a little crazy, folks. I plan on releasing 31 podcasts for 31 days of December, and I've only recorded half of that.
And he's got that... You've got that 24-hour one coming up.
Oh, so. That's hell up.
All right, our topic for discussion in this episode, Void Rivals number 13 by Kirkman, DeFelice, Del Pesce, and Wooten. Quick synopsis from ImageComics.com. New story arc in bold. Pythona of Cobra Law ventures deep into space. Will her mission spell certain doom for the Void Rivals? Question mark. In my quick rundown, we open at some point in the future with Lord Galopulus holding Pythona accountable for not finding the Cybertronian's homeworld. We cut back to present time, or is that past time, where Pythona is awakened on her ship by one of her crew informing her that they have traced the Energon signature from Earth to a planetoid in their vicinity. Rather than finding living beings, the crew only finds bipedal tracks along with a residual energy signature indicating that ship has launched from there. Meanwhile, back in the wasteland, Salila continues to make her journey into the center of the Sacred Ring. Somewhere in deep space, Skuxoid meets up with Bosch. Bosch offers him his payment, but Skuxoid has become disillusioned and doesn't even care about the money. Back in the Sacred Ring, Springer and Derek arrive at Agoria while Zalilik visits Mistress Ville for help. Salila makes her way down, down, down and comes upon a black pyramid. Back in Agoria, with the news that Derek has returned, his father Dullin summons him for information on the whereabouts of Salila. They break out into a verbal fight where Dullin says that they must prevent unity at all costs and that, quote, unity is our very end. We close back in Zirtonia in the Temple of Zerda's Light, where Mistress Ville tells Zalilik that what he was taught about unity is not true and that while unity may well bring about an end, what follows is a new beginning. Thoughts and review of issue number 13.
I thought we were going to get Pythonia and Cobra La and all that and everything else. Like, it's half of, well, technically it's half of the first two pages, three pages, and then that's it. Like, wait, what? I thought this was going to be her journey, her this, her that. And I don't know what it is. Like, I was so, like, I read this thing twice. Because I always read it twice just to make sure I've caught as much as I can catch. And both times I'm like, wait, what? Like, after a year of doing this series, I can safely say this is the first one where I felt like I have no idea what the hell's going on. I have no idea what's going to happen next. And I'm not even sure if I want to stay on the ride. It's not bad. It's not... I'm not saying this because I felt that the issue is bad. I'm saying there is way too much going on in this issue. Between Pythonia starting out with the flash forward, and then we go to the flashback, and in the flashback we have Derek and Salila on two different planes of existence. We've got the king with his... Well, Derek is his son, right? I don't even remember. I'm all screwed up. And you got Mistress Vile and what's-his-nuts over there in the armor. And then Springer. So, yay, Springer.
I don't know!
I was lost.
Yeah, so I think... Right, so this is issue 13, and I think Image Comics is having an issue with their 13th issues. Is it the unlucky number 13? Is that the problem?
Again, it's not bad. I'm not saying... Like, this isn't me complaining like, oh my god... Could you write this better, Mr. Waters? This isn't Cobra. This isn't Destro. This isn't G.I. Joe stuff. This is not bad. There is just so much in this one issue. Like, I'm at page 19 of 31, and we have... let's see. It ends on... We have 22 pages of comic, essentially. Close 20, 22, somewhere around there. Not counting the cover. Not counting all the handroid, the letters, whatever.
Right.
And all that. So let's just say we got 20 pages of comic, 20 out of 31. So we got 11 pages of other stuff,
right.
Which is fine. That's fine. They need to solicit. Because again, I'm thinking about this in the instance of digital. I'm not thinking about this in the instance of going into the local comic shop, picking this up, taking it home, and reading it. At least, luckily, Image Comics does not do an ad every other comic book page like DC and Marvel used to do. And I don't know if DC and Marvel still do that, but they used to in their single issues 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago. But yeah, there's so much packed into this. And it's like, where am I supposed to look? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to be paying attention to? Because you're packing in all of these characters who we don't know. Most of them. I mean, we know them because we've read the comic for the past 12 issues for the past year. But, like, Pythonia is brand new to us. She's only been in, what, one other issue, I think? Two, maybe? I don't even remember at this point.
She's been in a few.
Okay. Yeah.
Not a Void Rivals, but she's been in Energon Universe comics, yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's what I'm saying. She's a new character to Void Rivals, the Void Rivals series. And it just seems like they're throwing everything into the kitchen sink in this one issue. Like, I'm really wondering what the rest of 14, 15, and 16 between this month and November. December is issue 15, and then January of next year is issue 16. I'm wondering how much they're going to cram into all those, because I was overstimulated with this issue.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the best way to sum this up. Right. If we go off from the preview for this particular issue, one would assume that the entire focus is going to be on Pythonia. And that's simply not the case here. And that completely threw me off at the start of this. Right. Because, like I said, in my rundown here, that the first and second page,
mm-hmm.
if page three is any indication, then page one and two, or whatever it technically is here in this comic.
Yeah.
It's taking place at some point in the future after she's already gone on her journey. And what's his face here? What's this guy's name? Lord Globulus. Right. He's assuming or thinks that she's failed on her mission, which I don't think she has. I think that's just the information she's delivering to him. But
yeah, that's the problem.
Right. That's taking place at some point in the future. And then we jump backwards. But again, there's no indication of, like, right. There's no text on the page that says,
nope.
Oh, some point in the future or back in the past or present or whatnot. And it's like, I'm totally lost when I first read that the first time. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening. Again, I read this very early in the mornings.
Well, see, and for me, I have to read it twice because number one, the first time when I want any kind, not just this. It's not just because of Void, it's not because it's Image, it's not because it's Sky. Any comic in the last 12 and a half years that I've been doing my comic book podcast over on the Geekcast Radio Network, The Pullbag, jump inside The Pullbag today. Anytime I do the show, I want to make sure before I record an episode that the comic is fresh in my mind, because my brain isn't, it's apparently never been what it used to be. kind of thing. And I need to make sure I have everything correct. So the first time when I read it, like when comics come out every Wednesday, oh, good, yay, new comic book day, awesome. I will read it 6 o'clock in the morning, and then I won't read it again until I'm supposed to record whatever podcast it is, whether it's here on your lovely show or if it's on my own show, whatever. So I read it most of the time 2 times. Sometimes I will read it 3 times. And the problem I have always had in comics in general, if you're going to time jump, if you're going to, like you said, there is no, the only text on this first page is, "You have failed me! You have failed, Cobra Law!" You could have put something up in the right-hand corner of that saying, this is the near future, or this is now and that was then, or this is blah, 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 or, like, anybody, and I'm going to say anybody, any letterer, any editor, anybody. I'm not calling out Russ specifically.
Come on, Russ.
No. I'm not calling him out specifically because maybe Kirkman didn't tell him. Like, something happened here where an instruction was not given to give out time of when this is. So let's just say this is the future, okay? And then we go back to then, which is weird because in this opening page, they've got the Globulus with his scream face to open. We've got him up against Pythonia there. We've got the next page with everything going on. And then we get the next page. On the next page here, where the second panel where she says, "What do you see, Acronis?" So that page at the bottom panel has later on it. And then the next page, when we go to the Wasteland with Springer and Derek, that has Wasteland on it to let you know that we are in a different part of the story. So how could you not, on this very opening page, "You have failed, Cobra Law," put something in the upper right-hand corner where there's nothing but black space? It's not messing with the art. It's not messing with the letters whatever the character's name is saying here. It's not messing with any of that. Same thing when you switch the thing to the rest of it. Like, why couldn't you have done that to tell us? And there are some comics that do it. There are some kind. I remember there was an issue of IDW Publishing's Transformers More Than Meets the Eye where it was a constant time. Every panel. You know how they have the guided view on the thing where you can zoom in? Okay, so on that, there was a page with 9 different panels. Every panel was a different point in time, and it lets you know that it was a different point in time. So it isn't like they couldn't have done that. So, okay, fine, we go to the Wasteland, we go to Derek and Springer, and they're on their little journey, and all this and all that, and that's fine, and Derek is missing his hand job, you know, kind of thing, because there's a panel here where he looks at his hand, and, I know, not helpful. but it's just one of those things where I'm liking that. The problem with this issue that I'm seeing is, yes, you're right, we've seen Pythonia in other comics. We have not seen her in this comic. We needed something here to introduce the larger Void Rivals audience to this character. I mean, something. Just a little. It doesn't have to be like a whole thing of her origin or anything like that. It doesn't need to be a 2-issue special interrupting the story, telling you where the hell Starscream was. Oh, sorry. Whoops. You know, it doesn't have to be any of that. It just has to be something. And then the rest of it is the rest of the Zertonians and Aragonian characters going back and forth about unity, no unity, unity, no unity, blah, blah, blah. It's the worst game engine ever. I don't dislike the issue, but as I was reading this the first and the second time, these 20 pages, literally, I looked at it, Jesse, and I blinked, and it was done. Not kidding, and I'm not saying that to be mean about it. I'm saying, like, literally, the 2 times that I read this, I read it in under 5 minutes. I want to be able to say that I've read a comic book issue in maybe 15 to 20 minutes because I'm really delved into the story kind of thing. And there is kind of sort of set up here, but it's more teasing than anything else. It's like the whole issue between the father and the son, the king and the whatever, the prince here, the whole unity, no unity thing. Okay, fine, great. That's like one and a, it's two full pages, three maybe. And then we go back to Zirtonia, Temple of Zerta's Light, which it's really dark in there. There's no light.
Like, need some glow sticks.
Exactly. You know, every time I move, now that I'm, you know, 44 years old, almost 45, my back keeps cracking, my wrists keep cracking. I keep all the snap, crackle, and pop cereal in me, but I don't glow at all, and I'm kind of pissed that I'm not glowing like a glow stick over here. It's not a bad issue. It just packs too much in.
Yeah, so I think going back to what you just said about it not really being set up, more of a tease, I think you nailed it. Mm-hmm. Right, because in reading this, it's like you can kind of see where different pieces, right? It's weaving different threads here and there, but again, it's not really much of a setup. It's really more of a tease, and I think that was like the perfect way to describe it. yeah, but I would agree with you. This is like a fast burn issue, right? I mean, you're start to finish very quickly. It sounded like maybe before we started recording, you were going to come down a little bit harsher on it. I think I'm going to. Like I'm okay. Not, I think Image Comics is having an issue with issue 13 of the series so far. Again, I wasn't a big fan of Transformers number 13. This one, it feels like it's the first miss of all the Void Rivals, in my opinion. Like, again, I know if people go back and listen, I know I've complained about some of these issues being kind of slow, right? And yeah. I get it, the setup, not everything's got to be the all-out action. But this just feels like, again, it's all over the place. It feels weird. It feels different than the other issues for some reason. And maybe it's because there's like so many different threads being thrown at us. But yeah, like you said, based on what we saw for the preview for this issue, I was expecting it to be all about Pythona, you know, doing the search, right? Because on the whatever page we last see her on, right, they land on this rockoid, planetoid thing.
Yep.
And they find the tracks. Obviously, that's where we met. Skyfire, Jetfire? Who is he again?
Jetfire,
yes. Thank you. That's where we met Jetfire. That's where our two protagonists were, right? They left in the ship that they had cobbled together. So obviously that's where they were, and obviously they're gonna follow this energy signature to be able to kind of track down where they are. So I assume they're gonna be taken to the Sacred Ring at some point, but we don't see that in this issue. That's probably going to be coming at some point way in the future, maybe. But yeah, I think there's just way too much here, right? Because we were split off with Solila on her own. We've got Pythona here. Just throw in Lord Globulus for whatever reason, for that, you know, two panel some point in the future. Mm-hmm. We got Skuxoid. We have Derek and Springer, right? As kind of their own separate thing. And then Derek's kind of on his own. And then Derek meets up with his father, and then we are here with Lord, what's his name? Zalilek, Premier Zalilek, sorry, not Lord. And then Mistress Ville, and it's just like it's all over the place, and it's very hard, in my opinion, it was very hard to follow what was going on. And yeah, going back to what you were saying about, or I guess I started the conversation of where they said it should have had the text up in the corner of right at some point in the future. It does that for literally everything else, just not that first panel. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. And like I said, there is too much here, but it's not bad. What is bad about there being too much in this issue is, like I said, you're overstimulated because you don't know what to focus on. Now, if we had the full-on Pythona issue where it's her, kind of like how we had a five-issue miniseries of Scarlet. I'm not saying Pythona needs a five-issue miniseries. I'm saying we had a centralized look at one character and what that character was doing.
Right.
This issue was that, with that character. She was sent on a mission to do something. I still don't know what the hell she's supposed to be doing because there's so much else here. I will say, out of everything that's here, I want the Derek and Springer show more than anything else.
Yeah, 100%. I think even the stuff with Solila and Handroid at this point, it's like, I'd rather see them all together as a group, right? I guess in this case, a trio with Handroid.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see them, you know, broken off and split up.
Yeah, and maybe that's what they're going to be going towards in the future. I just don't think this was written to the point of... I don't think Mr. Kirkman wrote this to the point of letting us know where it was supposed to be going. Maybe I'm missing something. If people are listening to this, please listen to the other ones that we've done. Please listen to the stuff we'll do in the future. But it's one of those things where, did I miss something? I don't think I did, because I understood all of the plot lines. There are just too many plot lines.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, because I'm going through the Void Rivals issues here. I'm trying to figure out, like, where Pythona was introduced in Void Rivals here. Do we know how far back that was?
I have no idea. Her first thing. Her,
so,
like,
so there was
13 and 14.
So there was a point, again, I apparently don't know what comic it is unless it's in Transformers.
Yeah.
Where, yeah, Lord Globulus wanted to send her out to, I don't remember if it was to figure out if what these cybernetic beings were, where they were from. I guess in this particular issue here on that first page, he does say that, like, you failed me in this sense. So I guess that's what he was wanting her to do. So what he says is, let me scroll back here. He says, let's see here. Specifically, he says, Cybertronians, these metal monstrosities are an affront to all we hold dear. You were sent to find their homeworld, learn their weaknesses, bend their abhorrent artificial bodies until they break. So that was kind of her mission. I don't remember what issue it was, but there was an issue where we saw her like take off in the ship, whatever it was.
Yeah, I know. I got it right here.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry.
So what issue is that?
Her appearances start at Cobra Commander number 1, 2, and 5, and then Void Rivals number 13.
So she's in Cobra Commander 5. That's what it is.
She's in
okay.
1, 2, and 5.
Okay.
So she debuted in Cobra Commander number 1 for the Energon Universe. I'm assuming... this is issue 5. Let's see here. Series Rise of Cobra Commander. To build an army, Cobra Commander makes a deal with powerful ally that came, whatever. But yeah, I don't know what else. And the sad thing about, well, the sad thing about fandom.whatever, GIJoe.fandom.com with Jopedia is they don't really have, they have one descriptor. Pythona is an evil character in the Energon Universe, G.I. Joe comics from Skybound. Loyal to Cobra Law and Globulus and doesn't like Cobra Commander very much. That's it. That's all the information we have about the character in this specific Wikipedia online.
She was apparently in the 80s G.I. Joe movie?
Yeah, she was in Real American Hero at some point. Let me go back over here. Yeah, so there's two listings for her. There's the Energon Universe listing and then there's the Real American Hero listing. She was in the comics, G.I. Joe vs. Transformers, animated continuities, Sunbow animated series. Pythonia invaded Cobra headquarters and reached Serpentor, revealing herself as having come from a secret civilization known as Cobra La. She is formidable, femme fatale, assassin. She and Serpentor appear to share feelings for each other. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it's not that she's a... totally new character. It's just that she's not, because again, if you look at the so at her appearances, like I said, Cobra Commander 1, 2, and 5. So she was in 3 out of the 5 issues of Cobra Commander, and her debut in Void Rivals is this issue number 13. Now she doesn't seem to be doing much here because she gets scolded in the beginning, and then it cuts to everybody else. Like, why do you awaken me? You get literally his ugly-ass face yelling at her. You get him saying something to her, and her saying, what does she say to him? She says, instead you have done nothing. You are too weak and pathetic, child, unworthy of the name.
Yeah, she actually doesn't say anything to him.
Doesn't say anything to him. Okay, that's him talking. Okay, yeah. Hey, yeah, so she doesn't really do anything, but yet she's the star on the cover of the comic, leading us to believe that we're going to get some sort of adventure with her. I don't dislike this issue overall, like I've already said. I just wish that between the solicitation of it and the front cover of it, the main cover, because this is what I also wish we could do with digital. I wish we could since it's digital and it doesn't really matter, I wish we could choose the cover we get. Because yeah. I would have chosen any of the other... I'm not saying this because I think the cover is bad. I'm saying because the cover for the story that's in this issue is misleading. We get one page with her, and that's it. Like, yeah. That's not enough. That's not enough. Especially for when your solicit basically says, she's going on a mission, she's doing this, she's doing that.
Yeah, and what's odd is she's actually on two of the covers. Mm-hmm. The main one, obviously, and then there is another, I don't know if it's cover C, but there's another one where she's on there almost like leading an attack or leading her forces, but it's like, we don't see anything like that. In fact, when she's out with her forces on the planetoid, she's like behind all of them. Like she's not leading anyone.
No.
So yeah, I think this one was a miss. This of all the Void Rivals, right? And I have picked up the I have picked up the trades. I think this is the biggest misstep so far for Void Rivals. And I don't know that I would recommend, again, I'm not done with this series at all because of one issue.
Yeah, no.
But I would say if you are jumping into this series, don't start with this issue. You're going to be like, all right, I'm out. Go back and read from issue one. But yeah, I think of all of them, I think this is the biggest misstep so far when it comes to this series.
I agree.
Anything else for this issue?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, you have previews for us then.
Yes, I do. So coming November 27th, so the end of this month, right before Thanksgiving, we have Void Rivals number 14. Derek isn't back in Agoria for one day before they send him back out into space to get a shot at Derek's loyalty to Agoria. Oh, to get shot at. That's what it supposed to say. God, if I can read right. Derek's loyalty to Agoria is put to the test as he is forced to prove himself. Dun, dun, dun. Once again, I like the alternate cover more, and mainly because one of the alternate covers is Hot Rod, but that's just me. And then Void Rivals.
Well, boy, do we have a cover for you for the next one.
Uh-huh, that's right. Full movie magic, ladies and gentlemen, and thankfully it is the number one cover, so I know I'm getting that at least. Void Rivals number 15. Dave Felici did a great job on cover A for that. But yeah, this is coming. Why? Comic book shops should not be open on Christmas Day. Why? They better change that. I hope.
This says the 26th. That's the day after.
Well, this says the day, the 25th. Oh. At least what Bleeding Cool says. Maybe they did change it.
Comics.com says 26th.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's better anyway, because comic book shops should not be open on Christmas. Nothing should be open on Christmas. You're supposed to be at home spending it with your family and friends. Void Rivals number 15 in shops late December, before, after, at Christmas. Everyone's favorite Autobot, Hot Rod, finds his way to the Sacred Ring. What news of Cybertron does he bring to Springer, and how dire are things? And how much trouble can two Autobots cause in Agoria? Tons!
By the way, before you go to 16, I'm very curious to see, because right, he's been looking for Springer all this time. Uh-huh. Very curious to see what their dynamic is once they actually do meet up.
I know, right? Yep. Yeah, that's going to be fun. And then in January of 2025, ladies and gentlemen, 2025 is not that far away right now. Out January 22nd, 2025. Ooh, why? Wait a minute. Void Rivals number 16 says... Oh, it's a double issue, that's why. Holy crap, I did not realize that. Okay. Sorry, I'm just looking at the stuff here, folks, that I didn't look at. Skuxoid versus Pythona, the battle you didn't know you wanted. And what it says is January 22nd, 2025, 56 pages, full color, $5.99. Because I looked at that, I'm like, wait a minute, why is it $5.99? Oh, it's double. I love the covers to 16, though.
Now, where are you seeing this? Because on Image Comics, it just says $3.99.
Really? I'm on Bleeding Cool.
All right. I don't know. Here's the Image Comics link.
Yeah, it says $3.99. Yeah, I can go to Image. Is it the same page count?
It doesn't show page count.
It doesn't show page count. Okay, well, it should show page count. interesting.
It shows two different covers as well. One also has Hot Rod on it.
Yeah, the hot rod cover, and then the okay. What Bleeding Cool has is that's it.
Hey, if it's a double issue, I'm here for it, because the more story.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not complaining. It was just the thing of I saw the price and I was like, wait, what? Why is it $6? And then I looked at it again on the information that Bleeding Cool has. I was like, oh, that's why, because it's 56 pages. It's double the page count. That's why.
It's $6 now because they added the word up at the top some point in the future.
No, that's not.
Yeah, pay for that.
That's not why. That's not why. And yeah, I know we're probably going to get the Skuxoid as the main cover, which is fine. That's a nice photo of Skuxoid. But I like the Hot Rod one better. Because that looks really cool.
So if what Bleeding Cool has is accurate, I'm wondering if they decided to change something or do something different based on, you know, after the fact from when Image Comics posted the information?
Maybe. I'm going to get on Twitter and ask them because we kind of need to know.
I am looking at the page you sent here that's got all this on it.
Uh-huh,
I am liking that Cobra Commander G.I. Joe number 3 cover.
Yes, that looks so cool. Yes, that looks so cool. Very, yep. Very cool.
If only that were the main cover.
Yeah, if only. I like the one in the middle. Actually, the two Baroness covers and the one that's in the middle. I think that's, what's her name?
The Girl Who Loved Power Glide?
That's Astoria. Okay. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
She doesn't skip leg day, I can tell you that.
Nope, she doesn't skip leg day. She doesn't skip a couple other days either. Oops, that's not the name of the website anymore. I was like, twitter.com? No, that's not the name of the website anymore.
It is now x.com. All right, yeah, so we got three upcoming issues looking forward to.
Yep.
Anything else on those?
No, I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah, we were a little taken aback by this issue only because there's so much in it. But overall, it's not a bad thing. If I was doing like a 0 to 5 rating, I'd probably give issue 13 maybe a 3, 3.5, which is middle ground at best.
I just find it odd that if this is the start of a new story arc, which presumably someone new could jump into.
Uh-huh.
Just doesn't feel like it.
No, it doesn't feel like it at all. It feels like it continues where it left off.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Plugs. What do you got for plugs?
You can head on over to geekcastradio.com where we have a bunch of stuff that we are doing. Like I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned this on air, off air, my insane ambition for Studio 2009, which is our podcast all about anything in the audio and visual realm. If you can hear it, listen to it, read it, watch it, whatever, we'll cover it. We just released, as of this recording, our 99th episode. We started the show back in June of 2020. This is 2024 now. We're already up to almost 100 episodes. We're going to kick off 31 days of December with episode 100, which that's going to be another podcast approach. And then we've got a bunch of anniversary movies because, holy crap, a lot of things happened 20, 25, 30, 40 years ago. So, tons of movies coming out. We just released a new All Things Transformers episode. Our Phineas and Ferb podcast is back. I've got to edit more of those. I've got two or three more of those I have to edit and get those online. Just a ton of stuff, folks. Head on over to geekcastradio.com.
And that 24-hour stream coming up.
Nope. Never going to happen.
I still want to see if I can figure out a way to do that on my end here.
No, you will not have time. You got a wife, you got a kid, you don't have time to.
I gotta finish that edition first.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got a wife, you got a kid, you got a home edition that you're working on. Like your time is limited.
Maybe before the calendar switches over to 2025, we'll see if I got time. Can I at least get a bathroom break in there, or do I gotta?
Yeah, you can. Fine by me. I don't care.
All right. My plugs. You can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/matrix_prime. I do not have my studio series Optimus Prime review on there yet. Still in the box. But I will be opening it up shortly at some point. You can find me on Blue Sky. I'm at Jesse Early. That's J-E-S-S-E-E-A-R-L-E-Y. And I think that's it. I guess. Looking forward to G.I. Joe starting. That's next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
G.I. Joe number one. So we'll be getting our review of that coming up soon. And yeah, I think that's all I got.
All right. That's
it. You got anything else? That's it.
I don't think so. I think that's it.
All right. Well, till next time, this is Jesse signing off.
That meets the eye. Another comic review.
All right, folks. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of The Pullbag. Check us out next time when we'll be doing more syndicated episodes here at the end of 2024. Make your greatest game to comics, and we will catch you next time.
You've just heard the latest episode of The Pullbag, the GCRN's first comic review and discussion podcast. There are several ways to get in touch with us and leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate and leave a review for the show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Become a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/thepullbag. Send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter @thepullbag and @geekcastradio. So until next time, make your great escape into comics and unleash the geek in you.